This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to the Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I am one of your hosts, Tom.
And I am Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm in a good mood. How are you doing?
Good. I'm in a good mood, too.
Great.
Great. See you next week. I want to talk about, even though this isn't really topical, this is something that I've recently gone down a rabbit hole about.
No. Makes me nervous.
Tim, do you know about men's rights? No. do you know... All right, everybody knows that Harrison Ford is a bad pilot, right?
I mean, he's a better pilot than either of us.
No, that is categorically untrue. How many planes have you crashed?
Yeah, but how many planes have you gotten into the air? They won't even let me in a cockpit. He can.
What if it's your birthday?
I'm on the no-fly list. I'm not allowed on any planes, to be honest.
So here's.
I snuck a lighter onto a plane.
Did you?
No. I hear it's pretty easy, though.
All right. Where'd you hear that?
Somebody who accidentally snuck a lighter and a big knife onto a plane one time.
Crocodile Dundee?
Yeah.
You know, that carries around a big knife and a lighter.
Well, a lighter. I feel like everybody I know smokes because they're cool.
So everybody knows that, like, Harrison Ford crashed that plane on the runway, that, like, biplane.
Yeah.
And then he almost crashed a plane.
He did crash a plane into a golf course.
Oh, that's what I meant. He tried to land on the departure lane in the airport.
Right. That still doesn't make him a bad pilot.
No, but here's
it makes him a bad pilot, but it doesn't make us better pilots than him. How many planes have you ever flown? I don't even know what any of those instruments do.
They've got to take away all this guy's licenses because that's like, we're not getting the whole story here. And this is what I found out.
You're right. This is not topical.
He also crash landed a helicopter in 1999 and was forced to perform an emergency landing the following year at a Beechcraft Bonanza at Nebraska's Lincoln Airport. A Beechcraft, which is a type of aircraft.
Oh, okay.
But then he said the incident gave him an opportunity to buy a new airplane. The airplane he crashed, he was getting lessons on how to fly it when he crashed it.
Well, that's a bad teacher situation.
Yeah,
you can't blame Harrison Ford.
But you can't be like, oh,
you can't blame like, oh, this 6-year-old doesn't know how to do math. What an idiot. No, who's teaching him how to do math?
It gave me an opportunity to buy a new helicopter after I crashed the one I've flown 3 times. That one was old and worn out. But so before I get to other things here, the time he almost crashed in L.A.,
mm-hmm.
Have you seen what the plane he was flying looks like?
No.
You've been in a plane like this.
Oh, really?
It was a big plane. This is not like...
An A320?
It wasn't an A320.
A Dreamliner?
It wasn't a Dreamliner.
Was it the Concorde? I only fly the Concorde, Tom.
Well, you haven't flown in a while then.
They make special flights for me.
It was like the size of a Concorde, though.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It was a big plane. It was like bigger than if you saw this plane and somebody told you, oh, this is so-and-so's private plane. You'd be like, holy cow, that's a big plane for a private plane.
That guy must be rich. He must be a movie star or something. Yeah. Oh, it's Harrison Ford. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then he almost landed on a plane full of people and said, am I not meant to be on this runway?
Man.
Harrison Ford's equivalent of, did I do that? And here's my question. This might be, I'm going to cut you off because I think this might be what you're asking. How many people do you think Harrison Ford would have to kill for it to be like, we can't watch Star Wars anymore?
I don't know. We still watch the Twilight Zone movie.
That was only two people that John Landis killed.
Three.
Oh, three. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
and
three.
Two of them were children.
Yeah,
and
he had two
here's
kids.
My concern here. Mm-hmm. If you are on a plane, like...
I mean, in fairness, John Landis hasn't worked in a very long time.
That's true. But Michael Jackson was like, come do all my videos.
Yeah, exactly. He had to go work with Michael Jackson.
Another murderous creep. That's the one thing Michael Jackson hasn't been accused of, right?
Murder?
Murder.
No, I don't think so. I don't think anybody could see him murdering.
I don't know. You ever see him hear him do his tough guy voice?
when he would call people on the phone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was a lie.
So you want to tell what the story was for that for people that don't know?
Michael Jackson, we know to have the high...
Hi, it's me, it's Michael Jackson.
Yeah, yeah, but apparently there are tapes that surfaced of him after his death,
mm-hmm.
like him calling people who owed him money and using a decidedly more aggressive, lower-toned voice.
It's me, Michael Jackson.
But, like, how easy is that to fake? Because, like, the premise is, this sounds nothing like Michael Jackson, but it is. So, like, you could have any voice there, and people be like, well, that's crazy. That doesn't sound anything like Michael Jackson. Yeah. Well, I guess I believe it. Yeah. You know, like,
yeah. And it was people that owed him money?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I feel like a lot of people cheated Michael Jackson out of money.
I feel like he was like, oh, whatever. As long as I can buy a roller coaster.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't feel, you know, like... freaking Michael Jackson and like Billy Joel take their money. They're not going to do anything worthwhile with it.
Well, that's the only way
Billy Joel is just going to be like, oh, I'm going to buy some Long Island pizza.
That's the only way you can get Billy Joel back
to... I'll buy another motorcycle.
Back to Madison Square Garden every month, Tim. You got to pay the man.
Yeah. That's a guy. He doesn't fly his own helicopter from his estate to Madison Square Garden, right?
No. No, he has a man that does it for him.
Yeah. No. Okay. So if you, sorry, stay on topic here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stay
Ford.
On this newsworthy
topic
we're talking
about. How many
people
does Harrison Ford have to kill?
No, like, no, that's not what I'm asking.
Why? That's what I'm asking. It's what America's asking.
I think, until like we stop watching his movies,
yeah.
A million. It needs to be genocide. For people to be like, I don't like Star Wars anymore.
Yeah.
It's gotta be like, it's gotta be 9/11 style.
That's 3,000 people. I'm saying if he crashed into like a full, how many people does like an A320 seat?
I'm going to say maybe.
Like 200, 300-ish?
Yeah, let's say 200-ish, yeah.
If he killed everyone on one of those planes, if he killed 300 people,
yeah,
you
but,
don't think that would be enough to not watch the old Star Wars and Indiana Jones anymore? Indiana Jones. Okay, so you're saying 300 people wouldn't watch Indiana Jones anymore.
If his co-pilot was Mark Hamill... Then we're just like, oh,
right.
Man, yeah, no, this is ruining it, yeah.
Where do you think the line is where they would release re-edited versions of Star Wars without Harrison Ford in them?
I feel like they're going to do that anyway, right?
Why?
Because, like, in, like, 10 years, mm-hmm. when... here's what's going to happen with the Star Wars franchise, Tom. They're going to keep making the same goddamn movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're just like, oh, yeah, it's the same thing retread. And then the nostalgia freaks mm-hmm. will be like, you know what? I'm out. Because, like, I don't know what's going on here. But then they're going to get a bright idea, and it's going to dovetail with the technological advances. And they're going to be like, why don't we re-release the movie that everybody likes, that all the nostalgia heads like, the nostalgia freaks.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we'll cast all the people that the young kids like... Or we'll graft their faces and bodies onto all them.
What the hell are you talking
about?
They'll
digitally replace Harrison Ford with, like, Channing Tatum, right?
You think that the kids are going to like Channing Tatum in 20 years?
I'm saying the 10 years
from
that.
We'll put a 50-year-old man's face on this 26-year-old man's face.
The 2027 version of Channing Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just be like... And then
Jaden Smith.
No, he's not. He's going to be too old, too.
No, he'll be too old.
He'll be old hat at that point, right?
He'll
be
old
like
Jaden.
He'll be like running Google or something. Oh, no, he won't. He'll be probably. Anyway, what are we talking about here? All I'm saying is everybody's always going to like Star Wars. Uh-huh. Maybe they'll digitally replace Harrison Ford, but what could Harrison Ford, spoiler alert, killed his wife in What Lies Beneath, and everybody still likes him?
But he didn't kill his wife in The Fugitive.
That's true.
He said it over and over
him.
Again.
I don't believe him.
Well, to be honest, I don't care.
All right, Tom. Mm-hmm. If you were on that plane...
I want to bring up one more thing before
creepers,
that plane.
Creepers, okay.
He says, crashing a plane is like a fender bender with a car. Then, the scar on his... So he says, oh, it's nothing. It's just like crashing a car. It's a fender bender. It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. But then, in a separate interview, he said, the scar on his face that lends him his rakish look... Rakish? Rakish?
I never liked that word.
Yeah.
Never figured it out.
Was earned, he said, in a mundane way. In 1964, he was speeding to a job at a department store in Orange County, California, when his car veered off the road and into a telephone pole as he fumbled for his seatbelt. That's not like he's like, oh, yeah, it's just like a fender bender. Oh, you mean like the time you crashed your car for no reason because you were fumbling with a seatbelt?
See, I can now
put
this...
your seatbelt on before you start the car, idiot.
Well, this
I'm about to get into a crash.
This makes sense, Tom.
Yeah.
Because like his whole perception of everything is skewed.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So like that's actually more forgivable to me. Where it's like if he thinks that's a fender bender, if he thinks that's a mundane occurrence.
Yeah.
Of course he's going to think crashing a plane is like just a little bit above that.
I think he has no idea how dangerous planes are.
Yeah. I mean, he's walked away every time.
Exactly. I mean, and why shouldn't he? He's always been fine.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if a loved one was on a plane and Harrison Ford landed another plane on top of that plane and crushed your loved one, how bummed would you be that, like, within... 36 minutes, there's going to be 1,000 Twitter jokes about the death of your... Like, it's not even like the, you know, wait 10 years,
be a
lot it's a tragedy.
Oh, I've got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to be on video, because everything's on video these days. Yeah. And it's going to be like, people are going to like be making parody videos of it and stuff.
That's why we got to keep Harrison Ford out of the air. I don't want to deal with any of this.
Yeah. And we're, I mean... Look, we're all at risk here.
Yeah.
Because, like, he's in the skies. He's above us at all times.
Yeah,
it could
who
just
knows?
Fall on us at any time. Yeah. Anywhere at any time.
And he flies, like, big private jets. He flies biplanes. You never know what he's going to even come in.
Yeah. Well, there's no defense against Harrison Ford, so you just have to live your life and just go about your life, live every day like it's your last, because Harrison Ford could crash a plane on your head anytime.
Tim, this week's a monumental week, a historic week.
It is.
This is, and actually, we're recording this on a Thursday. This is literally the 10th anniversary of the day the first iPhone was released, internet phone.
The day that changed the world.
The day that changed the world.
For like the worst, I'd argue.
Well, you know what, Tim? We've got 45 minutes to get into it, because I spent 15 minutes talking about Harrison Ford's plot.
Again, the hottest news.
Yeah. So we're going from super irrelevant to super relevant.
I mean, it's semi-relevant.
I bet in the time that we're going to record, Harrison Ford is going to fucking fly into the ocean and kill himself, and we're going to have to throw this whole episode out.
Why?
Why what?
Why would we do that?
Because it would look disrespectful. If Harrison Ford killed himself in a plane, and we're not talking about Harrison Ford anymore. The iPhone.
No, but what I would say is, like, here, everybody be quiet. A quick note to our listeners. This episode was recorded on June 29th, 2017. Days before the untimely... see death of actor Harrison Ford.
Actor/pilot.
Harrison Ford. Cool. And then we'll just cut that and we'll put that at the beginning. And then nobody can get mad at us.
It's true.
Right?
Yeah. It's.
Do you want to do another one if he dies another way? I don't like talking about people dying, especially old people.
Yeah, yeah. Harrison Ford's up there.
Yeah, and I don't want anybody to die.
No, I don't want him to. I want him to stop flying so he doesn't die.
Yeah, well, not
or kill anyone
yeah,
else.
Exactly.
I mean, we're, mostly kill anyone else because it's a miracle that he hasn't yet.
Yeah, I'm worried about Allie McBeal's life. She's probably flying with him all the time too, right?
Yeah, you know what? Not to get off on it. Oh, God. Why are we still talking about this? But, you know, she had to, like, get written off of Supergirl when they moved from L.A. to Vancouver. She could have just had Harry fly her back and forth.
That's true. I could see him being like, I'm not doing that for you.
Like hell, I'll do it. Get off my plane.
I told you you're not allowed to have a career anymore.
Yeah.
Now go buy me a new replacement earring. So I look young and relevant still.
And get David Blaine out of my house.
Tom?
Yeah.
The iPhone. Mm-hmm. A device that's changed your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's changed my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'd wager to say it's changed most people's lives.
Even if you don't have one, it's affected everything.
And this week on The Complete Guide to Everything,
mm-hmm.
we're taking a look back. At the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. And then this we'll play some important sounding music here.
Maybe some from Coldplay. We'll play under here.
Oh yeah, what did Coldplay have going on in 2007?
I think the Clocks was at the top of the charts.
No.
What? No. Was Clocks before?
Clocks was before, man.
You know what, though? You can always bring out Clocks when something's important.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I don't need to sing it. It's probably playing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know any Coldplay song after Clocks, so it'll have to be Clocks.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us on this Complete Guide to Everything retrospective, the iPhone 10th anniversary.
Tim, how many intros to this episode are you recording?
No. I said the intro.
Uh-huh.
We played the music.
Uh-huh.
And now I come in.
But
and
then you also did, just in case Harrison Ford kills himself or other people.
No, this is going to be in the normal
order. We'll cut it all out. So if none of this does happen, nobody will know.
The 10th anniversary of the iPhone doesn't happen? That'll
happen. It's
already
happened.
Yeah. It's happening right now.
It's here. We're in it.
There's crowds in the street setting off fireworks, being like, happy 10th birthday, iPhones.
Yeah. Everybody's out there kissing their iPhones, like that famous V-Day picture.
Kissing their iPhones on Snapchat.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
Kissing their iPhones when their iPhones don't want to be kissed in Times Square.
Tom, the year was 2005. After being unceremoniously kicked out of her third wave ska band, No Doubt, Gwen Stefani was topping the pops with her hit song about being hollered at by girls. American Idol winner and the girl from the acclaimed film From Justin to Kelly, Kelly Clarkson, was tearing up the charts with her sad song, Since You've Been Gone, a heartfelt tribute to the recently departed American poultry farmer Frank Perdue. Steve Jobs, a computer man, who was the CEO of Apple Computers, a computer company based out of Cupertino, California, had a big idea. He dreamed of making a BlackBerry phone mixed with an iPod that also had maps and stocks and other things on it. Also, his dream device would allow large corporations and governments to track your every move and listen to all your private conversations at will. Mr. Jobs launched a secret project called Project Purple 2, and then they invented the iPhone. It came out in 2007. It held 4 gigabytes of data.
There was an 8-gig model, too.
Yeah, but the first one had 4 gigs.
No, there was 4 and 8.
Oh. I'll amend that.
And it was 2007.
Yeah, no, in 2005 is when they started Project Purple 2, Tom. God damn it, do your research for these things.
I mean, there were a few other, I think, inconsistencies.
That's what I said. It said it came out in 2007. Held 4 gigabytes of data.
I heard your misstatement, and I just couldn't get past it.
It wasn't a misstatement. It was a true statement that it had 4 gigabytes of data. Another one had 8.
Or
one of the options was 4 gigabytes of data.
Yes.
And then the rest is history.
Yeah. And here we are now.
Whatever happened to Steve Jobs?
Who knows? Whatever happened to the iPhone?
Mm. Lost to history.
Lost to the tides of time.
Now, Tom,
mm-hmm.
I remember this. Tom, yeah. We knew each other at the time.
Yeah, we were living together, Tim.
Don't reveal that much on the podcast,
we were
Tom.
Live-in lovers.
We were roommates. We were roommates.
Us and two other people were living. It was
an unconventional setup.
It was a polyamorous situation.
But I recall, Tom,
mm-hmm.
that was a whirlwind spring. When did they announce it? March?
No, they announced it in January.
Oh.
At Macworld that year.
Okay, Tom. I'm going to let you take over because I started making a lot of notes for this episode, uh-huh. and then I was like, Tom just remembers all this off the top of his head.
I don't want to like go through like, and then this happened, then this happened.
Why not?
Because
people
know that.
How are people going to learn? People don't know that. You know that.
Yeah, and I'm people, man. Mm. Mm-hmm.
I would argue that you're the devil.
What were you gonna say though about you remembering?
You were so excited about this, Tom.
Yeah.
All right. So he announced it. What was the announcement like? So like, was this the first thing where it was like the real reality distortion field?
This was the height of it. When he announced. We're unveiling a touchscreen iPod, a mobile phone, and an internet communicator. And guess what? We're not doing three things, you idiots. Just one.
Oh, that's what he said. He called everybody idiots because he did think everybody was idiots.
Yeah,
you know
and
he's a big
right.
acid head. He was a drug addict.
Yeah, acid head. He wasn't addicted to acid.
I don't know. I've heard conflicting accounts.
I don't think anybody's addicted to acid.
Wavy gravy probably is.
That's true. But Tim,
well, he's addicted to the lifestyle, I guess.
Oh,
gravy, not Steve Jobs.
No, I thought you were talking about the ice cream.
The ice cream was named after a great man.
The man was made out of ice cream.
Yeah. He's made out of gravy, you dope. Still is to this day. Okay, so anyway. So yeah. Steve Jobs. Are there rumors before this happens?
Yeah, there were rumors that iPhone was that Apple was working on a phone.
Did people know it was called the internet phone?
People assumed, well, iPod, iMac... everything. It's going to be an iPhone.
So it's the same company that made the iPod that made the iPhone.
Yeah,
a lot
of people don't know that, but
yeah,
it's the same company.
It makes sense now. It's buried in like paperwork. If you go to the Library of Congress.
And like, you know, it's come out now because a lot of these Apple people are talking, like, you know, the people who were involved in the beginning, that they're
Steve
like...
Steve were alive. He'd never let that happen.
Well...
Don't talk to the press.
No.
I'll ruin you.
No, it's people... Well,
I'll ruin you and your family.
It's people that are no longer with Apple, but yeah, he still probably would have threatened them.
Yeah.
What was your question?
That if people had a sense that...
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can see your expression.
I'm playing to the room, Tom.
People figured out like, okay, they're working on a phone. The phone's going to be called an iPhone.
Right.
But
did they have any idea that it would be a touchscreen device?
No.
Like that in the Star Trek films.
There were rumors that there was going to be a touchscreen iPod, like a widescreen iPod, because iPods had... somewhat recently moved into video.
Boy, howdy. I remember walking into an Apple store that you, I think, were the owner of.
I was working at.
Oh, you were working at the iPod store in the mall. Mm-hmm. And
Tim, that gave me flashbacks. You have no idea how many people called it the iPod store.
Yeah, I know. I remember
when I worked
you,
there.
You would
I
come home
it.
From work. I'd be making dinner, just trying
to... just trying to keep everything
yeah,
under...
Yeah, I was like, how was your day, Tom? And you're like, all these people are just coming in here to call the goddamn iPod store.
Yeah.
We're more than just fucking iPods, goddammit.
And this turkey's dry.
Yeah,
you idiot. I work all day for you to cook a dry turkey for me to eat
yeah,
at
I'm
night?
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you happy, Tom. I'm doing my best
well,
here.
Well, it didn't work.
Kids are screaming all day.
Yeah.
A colicky baby.
So, I mean, that's the thing. Like, they saw, oh shit, people are just going to start listening to music on their phones. We better make a phone.
They tried doing that, right?
Well, the Motorola Rocker.
My favorite thing that ever happened is that video. Has that been scrubbed? I was looking for that today.
Oh, no, that's where Steve Jobs is mad on stage.
Yeah, Steve Jobs is, what is he? He's demonstrating like the Apple and Motorola got together and made the phone, the Rocker phone.
Well, Motorola made the phone, but then it had an iPod application integrated into it.
I've never seen anybody so poorly masking his extreme anger than Steve Jobs on stage in front of everybody talking about how great this thing is, and then it just completely beefs in front of everybody. It just doesn't work. He's like, well, you can...
You can imagine.
Is that what he says?
Something like that, God. I think.
Yeah, you can tell. Like, he murdered somebody.
Well, which is amazing because...
How many people did Steve Jobs murder?
Nobody knows for sure.
Who murdered more people, Steve Jobs or Hillary Clinton?
So, the phone, that Rocker phone, it's crazy that failed during his keynote there, because that was, like, a very quick, they showed it off, and, like, they were just like, look, it looks like an iPod and then plays music. Because that first iPhone, which they, it came out obviously the end of June, but it was showed off in early January, and they like jerry rigged this thing together, and we're like, like this might crash 50 different ways,
right?
When you're showing it off, but it worked. It held together, and the Motorola phone that was like coming out that week didn't.
Those beefers.
I've never seen one of those phones IRL.
No.
But that was, people have said since, they're like, well, we figured if people are going to listen to it, we'll make, an app for phones that can only play like 1,000 songs or whatever, 100 songs, maybe 100 songs, I think it was. And then that will convince people to buy an iPod.
Ah, little, trickery.
Little taste.
Treachery.
We'll give them a little taste and then we'll get them in on the iPod.
Okay. So he announces this. Mm-hmm. Looking back, it was only 10 years. Look, the way I think about it, Tom, I remember when Radiohead's In Rainbows came out, right? 7707, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that doesn't seem that long ago to me.
Right.
But then I look at the offerings on this iPhone.
Uh-huh.
This thing's a piece of junk.
Yeah,
this
first
is
iPhone
garbage.
Stunk.
This is the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
What was it? It didn't have an app store.
App store.
You can keep track of the Apple stock, right?
There was no app store. It couldn't record video. It was only a 2G connection or Wi-Fi, which actually at that point was a big deal for a phone to be able to connect.
Well, why wouldn't I just get an iPad?
Only one or two. iPads weren't out yet, Tim.
Fair. Okay, fair point. Okay. All right. What else? What could it do? What was the ground? It did. It was touchscreen. Was great. Oh, touchscreen. Get your dirty mitts all. Get your feces covered hands all over
your mitts all over this phone.
Thing. Okay.
And
if anybody ever hands you their phone, decline.
Yeah. They're using that on the pooper.
Yeah. Look, we're all doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's probably good, right?
What?
Then you don't have to get vaccinated.
Tim, once again, you
just let your babies play with strangers' iPhones.
Yeah, and they'll build up a natural immunity.
Yeah, I hear they're doing that in kindergartens in California.
They're doing the pox parties.
Yeah, and they're just letting everybody play with everybody's feces-covered smartphones.
Yeah, my phone does not have.
It does.
I wipe it off.
With what?
My butt.
Mm.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
You know what?
That right there
that
leads me to believe
it.
That there's probably some fecal matter on the phone. Yeah,
yeah, I've been doing this all wrong.
Yeah. Is it a problem that I keep knocking you off your train of thought?
Yeah.
Considering you've consumed 3 6-packs worth of Blue Point Summer Ale today.
3 6-packs. I just keep forgetting my train of thought because I have something like really great to say, and then you're like, duh, 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 duh.
I'm providing a public service. Don't touch other people's phones. You'll get their poop on your hands.
That's true.
You Tim, rub your eyes.
I remember. So the first iPhone you got was for a while. You didn't get the first iPhone. I don't think you even got the second iPhone.
No, I was very proud of my flip phone.
Yeah, you had a phone that had an ice cream cone on it.
Yeah.
For a long time.
I mean, on the screen.
On
I
the
had
screen.
A little icon.
Yeah, it was an electronic ice cream
Here's
phone.
The thing. I got so good at T9. Typing text.
The texting, yes.
That I was like, I've learned this skill. What am I just going to like...
throw the skill away?
Yeah, it's like,
I've...
you know, like how coal miners are like, send me back into the coal mines. And they're like, no.
That's what I know how to do.
Yeah, it's like, no, we'll train you on this new renewable energy and it's a lot better. And they're like, no, fuck it. I want to live underground. They have to live down there?
I don't know anything about coal mining. They
Tom.
Don't have to live down there, but if they want to, it helps their careers a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get ahead. You got to do what you got to do.
It's a lot shorter commute.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
So, what was the first iPhone you got? The 3GS?
I don't know.
Maybe? I don't know. What did it look like?
It looked like an iPhone.
It didn't look like the one you have now.
It was flat.
They were all flat.
All right.
Well, that one time they had a big, you know, it was just like a ball.
I don't know. Okay. It was flat.
Uh-huh.
The screen didn't, like, have great resolution.
Yeah, so it was either 3G or 3GS.
Okay, it wasn't a 3G.
So it was a 3GS.
Sure.
By process of elimination.
Well, I don't know that it wasn't before, Tom.
What? What do you mean it wasn't before?
I don't know if it was the 4.
Oh, like the 4.
Yeah.
No, they have like, a... No, I
Tom,
think...
I'm not like you. I don't like keep a...
You're not smart like me.
Exactly. I don't have an accounting in my head of like every device and piece of technology I've ever bought.
Well, there have been
times.
It's
disposable to me, Tom. I'm so rich. I buy 5 of everything and I decide what I want to bring out of the house that day.
It's actually, there have been times, and that's true, where like you've had newer iPhones than me.
Yeah, it's true. I've now gotten on the cycle.
Mm-hmm.
That, and this might not be the case with this, but like for a while, for a minute, I was on the S cycle.
Shit cycle.
Well, all right. So the releases of these phones bother me a little bit.
What? It's once a year.
But like, so what's the difference between the 4 and the 4S?
Siri.
You know That level of detail?
Yeah.
Okay, so wait, let's go from the beginning.
Okay. Oh, God.
So first it was the iPhone.
Yes.
And what could the iPhone do? It could do nothing.
I mean, the big thing was Safari.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
It was the first real mobile web browser.
And they lied to everybody and told them that it ran OS X.
It does run OS X. It's a variation of OS X, but still Unix.
Yeah, that's a lie. Okay.
Why would they lie about that? Who does that impress that wouldn't know it was a lie?
That's a fair point. Yeah. Me? I don't know. OS X kind of sounds sexy to me.
OS X-y.
Yeah. So then the next one was the 3G. There's no 2 in the iPod universe.
There is no iPod iPhone 2.
Right. Yeah. So the 3G.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what was the improvement there?
Tim, as the name suggests, it had 3G connectivity.
Okay.
It was also, it had a faster chip. That might...
You don't know as much as you thought.
Well, huh. I forget if it's the 3G that could record video or the 3GS.
Okay. When does the App Store come into play?
App Store comes in with the 3G.
Okay, well, that's you're burying the lead here, Tom.
But the original iPhone...
It's got a faster chip.
But the original iPhone was updated to also support the App Store.
Okay.
Which was also a big thing. Like, before this, like, phones didn't get updates.
So you got the first iPhone.
Yes. I worked for Apple at the time, so they gave me one because I was such a good boy.
What was the energy like on the day, on June 29th, 2007. Yo, flag that. We'll cut all that out.
You say it like a spaceman. Stardate 2007.
I'm a human living amongst you. What?
I got to see the iPhone like a few hours before the general public.
Wow, that's a real and feather in your cap.
Damn, it was. That's why I wear this feather in my cap.
Oh, that's what that
yeah,
signifies.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
Huh. That's why I wear this. I thought it was for fashion, because you look fabulous.
I mean, it is a fashionable feather. It's a big peacock feather. But then if somebody asks, hey, what's that feather about? Oh, I got to see the iPhone a few hours before most people.
Man, that is... No, you learned a lot from that pickup artist book that you bought, huh?
Oh.
And that DVD series that you bought for...
The two biggest changes the past 10 years. I got an iPhone and I watched all those pickup artist videos.
Yeah. Okay. So, I remember like beforehand, like it was ridiculous. I remember somebody that I worked with, a friend of mine at work.
Mm-hmm.
I told her like, my friend works for Apple. And he said like, everybody's going nuts over this iPhone that's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And like, next thing I know, I'm getting a call from like, her family members and her boyfriend is like, yo, can you get me to the head of the line at the Apple store the day it comes out?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I don't know who you are and what you'll get it. It's fine. Like they want to sell them. You'll be fine. Like, I don't understand the lining up for things like, or
well,
wait
so
two
the
weeks,
interesting thing,
worst case scenario.
Again, to give you a little inside baseball,
please.
The first iPhone,
it's the name of the podcast.
Because the first iPhone, I think 4 gig was $500 and the 8 gig was $600, or maybe it was $400 and $500, but expensive.
Oh, there was an 8 gig version, huh? I'll have to update my records.
It was expensive and it was AT&T only. So that was with subsidy. You would still have to. So at
and, subsidy, huh? My tax dollars.
Not your tax, not tax subsidy.
Okay.
And you know, this was when people got a phone for free and people didn't think phones cost anything.
Yeah.
So it was like, yeah, you still have to, and you still had to sign a contract.
Yeah.
But then you had to pay $400 or $500. Those phones, I remember.
Steve Jobs got to have sex with your wife.
Not my wife. We were divorced by then.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
She came back to me.
I mean, he had
sex. She was my ex-wife, then your wife.
He had sex with her still.
Yeah.
But she wasn't my wife anymore.
Yeah, she was my wife.
She was your
time.
Wife, yeah. what were we talking about? Tim, I got to go to the memory doctor or something.
Yeah, you do. Or maybe stop drinking 18 beers before we record.
I didn't have 18 beers. I did have 2 whiskeys very quickly.
Yeah. And then 12 beers.
So the first iPhone, there was a line for sure, But because it was expensive, like I remember that being there for the opening, the night ended and it was like, yeah, we still have iPhones. Like we'll have iPhones tomorrow morning.
Like dibs. I'll take them. Did you make that joke?
No, because I told you.
No, I'll take them.
They gave me a free one.
Yeah, but didn't you want another?
No, I didn't. You want to buy another one? Yeah, for me. No, they were $500.
Slaving over a hot stove waiting for you to come home. I think working long hours.
I think I offered to you, hey, you want an iPhone? Like, I'll buy one for you. And you're like, no, I have an ice cream phone. It's fine.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, well, you know, good luck getting sexed on that thing. They'll look like an ice cream cone.
Still call my 976 numbers.
And then I was there. I was still working for Apple when the 3G came out.
Wow.
Which was when, I'm not saying it to impress you.
You said it. You puffed up your chest.
I'm saying
you stroked the peacock's feather in your hat.
Well, I do that anyway. It's a nervous tick.
Yeah.
The 3G was the one where they were like, all right, we're actually going to like subsidize or price it subsidized wise.
Right.
And that was $199. Then, I mean, then the dam broke and I decided I need to get out of this company. This is insane because they were just so, I had to walk by then I was a manager at an Apple store. So I was like walking the line to, you know,
pump people up. Did you go like, are you ready
I went
touch screen fucking.
No, I would have to go to the end of the line and be like, hey, just want to let you guys know where you are in the line now. It's about an 8 hour wait. And then people would scream at me.
Why didn't you guys just put up a sign?
We didn't have the technology.
Why didn't you just have an iPad
weren't out yet? iPads weren't out
yet. God damn, I keep forgetting.
Yeah, I mean, I went out there with an original iPhone holding, and they were like, "We can't see it.
Can't see that.
The resolution's so poor."
Yeah.
But I would have to go out and tell people, like, "Yeah," and they'd be screaming at me. I'm like, "I know it's bullshit. That's why I'm telling you,
so you can just get out of here, you loser."
Because it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, you're telling me I have to wait 8 hours for a phone? No, I'm telling you, you shouldn't. Get out of here.
But you said you shouldn't get out of here.
Shouldn't get out of here. Yeah, yeah, I didn't put a comma in between. But that was like the first, that line also took forever because that was like, because they were being subsidized by AT&T, it wasn't just like, oh, scan it, here you go, activate it at home. It won't work anywhere else. This was like, you know, AT&T's footing part of the cost of this. They want to make sure you got this thing activated before you leave here.
Cool. All right. So 3G.
That's what took
forever. Now, what's the difference between the 3G and the 3GS? Hot shot.
3GS was the first one I could do video.
Ooh, and it had speed.
It
right?
had speed.
Was that what the S was for?
Yeah, S for speed.
And then the difference between the 3GS and the 4.
The 4 was the first Retina display, complete redesign with a glass back.
Oh, okay. That was the second one I had. That was my favorite one that I ever had.
Yeah, no, that was a great, like, that was a really nice looking.
And that's when I knew that I was being swindled and that I was susceptible to marketing.
Why? Because you bought something nice that you liked?
No, because the only reason I liked it is because Steve Jobs is like, you know why I like this? It feels like one of those old cameras that I had.
And you were
it
was like, I love old cameras.
Because it was like thicker, right?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it was thinner.
It was like heavier, though.
It was made out of glass and metal, so yeah, it felt premium.
It was like clunkier, right?
Yeah.
It was definitely clunkier. You can't deny that, Tom.
Well, it was like,
talk your way out of this one.
But define clunkier.
It had more of a clunk to it.
Okay. The 3G and the 3GS had plastic backs, and this one, and like those felt cheap compared to really every other iPhone. I mean, the 5C is plastic, so that felt.
See, that's where they effed up, man. The fives. There's the 5C. The 5, the 5S, and then they also came out with the SE at some point.
Yeah, but they didn't release all those at the same time, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
So the 4 Retina display, way, way faster processor.
Okay, I got bored with this line of discussion.
4S is Siri, the 5, complete redesign.
5C came in colors.
5C was the plastic. No, yes.
It was the lower priced option.
That came out the year, like a year or two later, yeah.
5S was speed. Yeah. What is the SE? My mom has that.
Special edition.
But like my mom has that now. She like bought it like a couple months ago.
Yeah, that's what makes it special.
And I'm just like, I don't know. I think you bought a knockoff by accident. I think the man at the Verizon store like swindled you. And
no,
look,
it's,
I learned this family is susceptible to swindling when it comes to phones. I was swindled by the great Steve Jobs.
Right.
You were swindled by Jake down at the fucking AT&T store.
Yeah. The SE just came out later. It's basically a 5S with all modern innards.
Okay.
It's got an A9 chip.
6 Plus, yeah. 6S, 6S Plus. The Plus got bigger. I don't care about it. Tom, here's what I want you to do.
What?
You are an insider.
No.
You run the blog Apple Insider. Is this true?
That is not true.
Okay. But you have worked for Apple.
Mm-hmm.
You read about Apple more than anybody I know. You own $8 to $12 million of Apple stock?
No, not that much. All Tim, right. You think I'd be doing this if I own that much?
You love hanging out with me. It's your only opportunity.
That's true.
We have a straight... Look, all those nights of you tossing over your... dishes after I slaved over making
it's
dinner.
It's dry.
Yeah, I'm not gonna hang out with you unless we're getting paid for this. Yeah. Look, you're an Apple enthusiast. You've read all the oral histories of everything. One time I said something bad about Johnny Ive and you fucking jumped down my throat and like lectured me for 3 hours about how Johnny Ive is better than my dad. It was like, don't bring my dad into this, Tom.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? Like, yeah, my dad's a good guy. Yeah.
It was just to make a point.
Tell me something about the iPhone that I don't know.
That you don't know.
Do you wish I gave you a heads up on this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, here's something interesting about it, like present day, that I.
This isn't going to be you again saying that Johnny Ive can beat up my dad.
No, it's nothing. It's an objective thing.
All right.
During the most recent Christmas quarter, Apple sold slightly fewer than 80 million iPhones. So that breaks down to 900,000 a day. A day has...
24 hours.
You got it. 86,400 seconds. So you round up to 90,000 to get a production yield of 10 iPhones per second are being made.
Wow. All in one place. They must have a lot of employees at the mall. But this is just at the store at the mall that you worked in, that you managed?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
can you imagine now extrapolating that for every Apple store?
Yeah.
How many is that?
Who knows? Well, actually, the next thing I was going to read before you had all your jokes.
Muddied the water.
Yeah. Was about
Apple's
that.
Not so great. That's my perspective.
So this theoretical, I forget why I took this from, but it said, let's assume that it takes 15 minutes rounded up to 1,000 seconds to assemble a single iPhone.
For a slave to do it?
They're not slaves.
Okay,
Tim.
No, yeah, okay. Go on.
They're happy.
Yeah, sure.
Working
go
in the
on.
Dormitories.
Keep talking.
They put up all those nets for their safety so they don't fall off the roof.
Yeah. Okay, go on.
They need 10,000 parallel pipelines, basically, in order to output 10 iPhones per second.
Wow.
A lot of phones.
Yeah. I mean, that practically forces them into inhumane conditions. It's our fault for wanting them.
It's fine. I mean, it's not fine, but it's better than a lot of other factories.
Is it?
Yeah. Here's what I always think about. Like, when I'm looking
but
at...
But that's like me, like, cutting off a toe of yours and being like, well, I could have cut off your finger.
Yeah, I mean, I'd still be happy that you didn't.
Cut off your toe?
Both.
Or would you be mad that I cut off? I'd use still be all mad. These things.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tom. I brought it down. Okay.
Tim.
It's going to take a lot of people and a lot of assembly lines to sell all the phones that they sell.
Make them and sell them.
Yeah. Okay.
So that was something that you didn't know.
Right. Do you think
mm-hmm.
that the iPhone... Was the iPhone the first smartphone?
No.
What was the first smartphone?
Like a ColecoVision or something? Probably a Palm Treo or a BlackBerry.
What's the definition of a smartphone?
It's a phone that's smart.
Well, everybody knows that.
It's a phone that can do more than just make phone calls.
Okay.
It can like run applications. I would say that's what makes a smartphone.
You know what
smartphone.
The worst legacy of the iPhone is?
What's
that? We call everything apps now instead of just programs.
Yeah, even appetizers we call apps.
No, it creates a lot of confusion because I'm usually talking about appetizers and I'm like, hey, what's your favorite apps? And people are like, Spotify.
You recently traveled to the Apple Worldwide Developers Conference because you heard it was all about apps.
Yeah, I was like, let's see what new mozzarella stick technology they
have.
Yeah,
and you were very
disappointed. They've developed new mozzarella sticks?
Yeah.
So this I got to see in person.
Yeah, you were like, wow, this... Going to this conference costs this much money. Well, all the food must be on the house.
Yeah.
And, I'm going to eat my weight in food. I'm going to make these fuckers mad.
I'm just trying to make people mad by eating a lot of food.
Yeah.
That's my life's mission. Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Net. On average, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the iPhone has made the world better mm-hmm. or worse or had no effect?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely had an effect. I have actually like a bunch of notes about this kind of stuff.
Okay.
Because
we'll
no, I'll keep them to myself. But because
you're like, I have a lot of notes about this.
None of your business. Well, but to try and encapsulate it into is the world better or worse?
Net.
I would say actually here's what I would say about it. The world is in flux as a result of all this.
Right.
Like, this was such a sudden technological thing. I mean, and obviously, like, iPhone led to Android and...
Yeah, people fusing with robots. That's going to be... That's terrifying.
So whether you have an iPhone or an Android, smartphones in general, an iPhone...
revolutionized smartphone technology right.
every,
to the point where...
Every smartphone has more in common with an iPhone than anything else.
Right.
I mean, it's changed everything. It's insane. I mean, it's insane to... I was trying to come up with like a thought exercise of like, what do you think right now would be like if no phones had come out? No smartphones.
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to live in that world, I think.
But what do you think? Because there would have been other, like, we would have, like, crazy iPods.
But, like, what would the iPods do if they weren't phones connected
to
the... They'd
hold so many songs.
I know.
And
insane. You know what, Tom? Music...
You would just go buy an iPod and be like, this can hold every song ever.
Yeah, and that would be a wonderful world.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I guess we could stream every
song.
We
live in that world now. You pay like $8 a month, $10 a month to live in that world.
But like, honestly, do mm-hmm. you think it has wreaked havoc on our attention spans and our ability to interact with people to the point where like it has sent society into on this trajectory where like, we're not gonna understand you. Like, even like
mm-hmm.
you can't be forced to be in a place. Like they talk about how the internet is all like, oh well, you can just go back to your corner with the people that agree with you and just like, you know, mm-hmm. live in the echo chamber. But then you have a portable echo chamber with you, so even when you're in line to take a piss. This is the first time in my life I've ever said take a piss to use the bathroom at a bar. Like, you don't even have to like interact with your surroundings.
Wait, did you correct yourself just in case like somebody needs to take a shit?
No, but like
I'm talking anywhere.
No, but like what I'm saying is like there's never a point where you can't escape into your little world, your comfortable mm-hmm. world. And like what is this? Everybody gets a participation trophy? You know, they're my tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, you talked about the subsidies, Tim.
Yeah.
What was your point? What was your question with that?
I think that's bad for the world. Do you think that's bad for the world?
Oh, it's 100% bad.
Do you blame Steve Jobs?
No. Yeah, it's 100% bad, like, our personal attention spans and...
And it's gotten me. It's gotten all of us. Look, I know...
You have your computer with your notes closed and the iPhone on top of it.
Yeah, well, the iPhone is just being a stopwatch at this point.
Yeah. Well, and also earlier when we were recording the ad, you missed your cue.
I was texting...
Yeah.
...my fiancé. Oh, Tom.
Oh, and we're supposed to be impressed.
Yeah. Look, I know I this thing that I carry around that was made with slave labor is like ruining my brain and also like making me dumber and decreasing my understanding of my immediate surroundings.
Right.
I'll never stop.
And it is also...
It's drugs, Tom. The famous drug addict Steve Jobs has got us all hooked on mind-enhancing drugs.
It is also what 99% of people are listening to this through right now.
Yeah, but they would have listened to it on, like...
on a computer? Get out of town.
On an iPod.
You had to sync it. Because when we started...
Well, what are we sending these cassette tapes out? Who's listening to this on their Walkman?
A lot of big people, a lot of movers and shakers.
Yeah.
And they refuse to move past the Walkman.
Thought leaders,
industry moguls.
Yeah.
When we started this podcast, the iPhone was out. But we did another podcast before this when there was no iPhone. It was like, well, you're going to have to refresh iTunes. Then plug your iPod in. Make sure you have it set to sync iPod.
All right, well, that's a one-time thing. Make sure that you have it set to sync.
Yeah,
you know, like,
I guess.
You do that one time. All you really had to do was plug in your iPod
for two minutes. Yeah, it was kind of like, well, charge your iPod through your computer.
Yeah.
Instead of the wall.
Yeah.
And then it will also sync all of your stuff.
Like, it wouldn't have been that much effort.
No.
Look, all I'm saying is I'm not grateful for anything.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah. Sorry. You know what? Look, all respect to Steve Jobs. But that guy stunk.
Why?
Because, like, I don't know, like, he made $1 billion ruining the world. Great. Congratulations.
But so you think smartphones in general have ruined the world?
Yeah.
But they've enabled so much.
What have they enabled?
Us to do this.
No, we were doing this before iPhones.
Yeah, but it wouldn't have been at this level. And to be clear, this level is the highest level, the peak.
Maybe we'd be doing this on the radio, Tom, like real professionals.
Tim, have you listened to the radio lately?
Yeah, exactly, because everybody went to podcasting. There's a big brain drain from the radio, and now the radio stinks. We've killed the radio. Thanks a lot, Steve Jobs.
Yeah. I guess Steve Jobs killed the radio star.
What else has it enabled?
People to have sex with each other, with strangers.
That was happening long before.
No, but this made it so much easier to have sex with strangers.
Okay. Fair point.
What else is it enable? It's enabled
Uber, that scoundrel at Uber.
Yeah.
It allowed him to do all those
scoundreling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scandalous things. Yeah. Oh, great.
It enabled me to not get lost as much anymore.
Yeah, but like, you know what, Tom?
What?
I would argue that you should learn how to
navigate
the city that you've lived in for 20 years.
No, I'll just rely on the piece of glass in my pocket
when somebody finally cuts that cord, Tom.
Were you going to say kills me and then correct it to kidnaps me and then correct it to cuts that cord?
I wasn't, but that your mind went there, Tom.
That's what it sounded like. If somebody plays it back, they can hear.
When somebody goes under the ocean, where's the internet cable?
It's under the ocean.
Yeah, when somebody goes down there with their scuba gear, when James Cameron takes his thing down there and cuts the cord, you're not going to even know how to get to the subway.
Well, I'm not going to know how to get to England, but I'll still have American internet.
Okay, well, how will they cut American internet?
Which, by the way, is the best internet around, Tim. And if you don't like American Internet, you can get the hell out of here.
Guys. Yeah, I don't know. I just think it's turned emojis? Everybody into a jerk.
We wouldn't even have emojis if it weren't for the iPhone.
Well, I don't like emojis, but I do respect people's right to use them, and the emoji movie looks hilarious. Is that out yet? Did that come out and flop yet?
No. But emojis were a Japanese thing. Did you know this?
Paint me as some sort of racist?
Yeah. Always. Always and forever. But
I feel like most of the show is one of us trying to back each other, drag the other one into a corner so we could call them racist.
Do you know, like emojis, so they're from Japan. You've had an iPhone long enough that you remember when iPhones didn't have emojis by default, and you would have to like download an app that would enable them, and then you could go into settings and turn on the emoji keyboard.
I was
keyboard.
Vaguely aware of that yeah. process existing. However, because like... If
you
I could get rid of
the
can I turn off emojis?
No, Tim. Why would you want to turn off emojis?
Sometimes I'm just trying to make an exclamation point or whatever, and then I accidentally hit the emoji keyboard. Then I had to hit through five different screens to get back to the goddamn punctuation screen.
You can just hold down, and it'll get you to the other one.
Hold down what?
The button.
Mm.
But
this thing doesn't come with an instruction manual. That's what I hate.
The emojis, it was a Japanese thing, and that was why, like, when the iPhone first came out there, or it didn't come out there at first, because people were like, oh, the iPhone doesn't have emojis, it's not going to do well in Japan. So they had to incorporate emojis for Japan, because they were emoji crazy.
It's and, knocked over a beer, you
Well, that souse. You know what? Nobody heard that, so it's fine.
We'll cut that part out, too, because it's really, you're problem with alcohol is really getting upsetting at this point. The listener is concerned.
So the fact when iPhone started supporting emojis, that's when they got popular here. And that's why we all have emojis now. That's why, like, the poop emoji is a Japanese emoji.
I hate the poop emoji so much.
Why?
That should,
it's adorable. It's
that
an adorable
should be
little poop.
Banned from polite society.
Why?
It disgusts me every time I see it. And like,
it's not
freaking, they'll tweet news stories and be like, this happened on the news.
It's a
and
cartoon
then, and then it'll be,
poop.
Yeah, but it makes me think of real poop.
Yeah, so what?
Well, are they showing cartoon like vaginas in the news?
So a vagina is poop to you, huh?
No, I'm just saying it's explicit. I was going to say dicks, but then I didn't want you to make a dick joke.
Tim,
you accuse
I would
me of being
never.
A misogynist.
Yeah.
I hate this show.
This show? Our show?
Yeah, our show.
Well, you just seem like you keep getting, you're just very fearful about being packed into a corner.
I am.
Maybe if you just relax a little bit,
I can't relax, I can back you into a corner.
See,
there, right there, you said it. You explicitly said it.
Yeah. Jeez, Tim, just relax. Why aren't you a relaxed guy?
I think this show gives me a lot of anxiety.
Well, you and everybody else.
Yeah.
If you like the show, you can check out more at tcgt.com. You can follow our Reddit at tcgt.reddit.com. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/completeguide. You can follow us on Facebook facebook.com/completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Tom Reynolds. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at your pal Tim. And you can email us at completeguideeverything@gmail.com if you want to support the show.
Next week, we'll do Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems.
Yes.
So send in your problems.
Yes, to that
but
email
not like
address.
Real problems.
Yeah, not real problems. And not, you know, not real problems.
Send in all your real problems.
Just give us a laundry list. And you can support the show by supporting our sponsors. Also, checking out tcgt.com/Amazon for all your Amazon shopping and tcgt.com/pledge for our Patreon, where you get fun bonus things like Fast Food Friday, which there's a new one nowish.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've gotten a little off schedule on that.
Summertime blues, huh?
Yeah.
And we'll make good. For every week, yeah. There will be one. There will be 52 episodes this year.
Yes.
Yes.
And there ain't no
cure for the
summertime
blues. And there's never more than a
couple.
Look, go in there. It's fine.
Yeah.
You'll love it.
And you get all the back ones, too.
Yeah.
tcgt.com/pledge. Tim, do you have any closing thoughts about the?
I feel like
10
I came
years
off
with the iPhone.
I feel like I came off as a naysayer here,
mm-hmm.
And that's not the case. I think it's good technology. I just felt like
I think it's good technology.
I feel like I needed to provide a counterpoint to your shameless.
It's not shameless.
Well, you own stock in the company, and you didn't want me to disclose that earlier. You own $12 million of Apple stock, and every time I talk about how Apple's a bunch of scoundrels, you come in and you're like, well, we need to temper that. And like, yeah we do. Yeah. They're not scoundrels. They're good people.
Well, because here's the thing, Tim. The things you say make the markets go up and down.
It's true. I have a lot of power.
Yeah. You know, Tim's Apple scoundrel. Apple down 20 points.
Maybe
on,
you shouldn't have elected me
Apple's
president of the United States of America.
Jesus Christ, you'd be a lot better off. All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.
Tim.
What?
Are you doing the ad?
No, you're doing Blue Apron, you fuck.
Oh, no, you said you were doing it.
You idiot.
You said you were doing it.
Oh, did I? I did.
Jesus Christ.
I was texting.
Yeah, well, stop.
I'm a teen. All right, sorry. Are we good? We're good? Yeah.